Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the president of Iowa Valley, Dr. Ann Hauser-Boyens. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, you are our favorite Ann with an E that comes in here to chat with us.
You stole that from Kyle, didn't you?
I mean, a little bit.
Well, that's okay.
I steal
that's
a lot
okay,
from Kyle.
Zach. I'll forgive you.
I stole the man from Green Gables.
Okay.
And I have no idea what that is, so...
We need to expand your library research there. That's okay.
Okay.
I'll help you with that.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I need to enroll for some fall classes
some
here.
Some literature classes wouldn't hurt, Zach.
Oh, this is a book we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yep, we're starting at ground zero. That's
I am
okay.
Somewhat concerned.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Don't worry. Me too. Hey, I have a college degree. It's just an outdoor recreation. We didn't have to do a lot of book learning, okay?
Not a
okay?
lot of literature in that degree.
No.
But that's okay. We need outdoor recreation, too.
Yeah. Using it to my fullest here on the radio
yes,
today.
You are.
Interviewing the president of Iowa Valley Community College here. Let's talk spring enrollment. How did that look? I know we're coming to the end of the semester here, but how's kind of spring enrollment in the spring semester been?
Yeah. As you remember, fall enrollment was up for MCC and ECC about 8%. We were also up this spring over last spring, so spring of 25 compared to spring of 26, we were up about 9.5%. And so enrollment is looking great. Students, it is in all areas of students. So it's traditional students that are graduate from high school and come right to us. It is in our concurrent areas. You know, when students are taking classes in high school. College level classes in high school. Our adult population is actually coming up a little bit too. So we're looking good on all fronts.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Spring semester coming to an end, though. Graduation right around the corner. Now that we're in April, it's kind of like we got to think about that May ceremony coming up.
You're exactly right. We just got back from spring break, and it is a mad dash to the finish. So our graduation is May 15th and 2 o'clock at Ellsworth Community College, and then 7 p.m. at MCC here in Marshalltown. And so, it's always one of my favorite events. It is the families and that, seeing everybody come out, the families and friends supporting those graduates, and it's pretty wonderful.
Yeah, always, a day thinking about inspiration, taking that
Absolutely.
Next step, you know, the checking this box and moving on to the next challenge in life and whatever that is.
Exactly.
And one of those challenges that you guys talked about kind of in the fall and really kind of here at the beginning of the spring is housing for all these extra students.
Mm-hmm.
Is the plan still kind of to go ahead with kind of some student-built housing a little bit?
Exactly. And so we would love to, the plan, kind of our napkin sketches right now. The plan on the student housing is to break ground hopefully this summer. And going in with a very small student built, almost kind of like a duplex ish kind of townhome ish plan, and actually have our construction technology students work hand in hand with our HVAC people, our local electricians, and that working hand in hand so they can learn many aspects of home building and construction. And so very excited about that. And, if everything goes smoothly, it'll be one of maybe 10 or 12 of those student-built housing facilities. We're very excited to get that off the ground.
So. Yeah. Is living on campus becoming more of a thing as we continue on for community colleges? Because maybe growing up, kind of sharing a campus with Scott Community College with my high school, it just seemed like people that were living at home still going to school. So there wasn't a lot of living on campus at Scott Community College.
That's true. I think a lot of students now, especially if they are participating in extracurriculars, if they're student athletes, if they're theater or drama students, really they want that whole college experience. So meaning that, you go to class, you go to practice, and you don't go back to your parents' home, but you want to go back to a little bit of independence. And so, but still have, you know, the meals all prepared
for
you.
That's the nice part.
That is exactly it. You don't have to cook. And so I think students, you know, really want that whole experience. And so, you know, with the increases in enrollment, the housing is becoming a more and more of an issue. With the student-built housing, even with the student-built housing, we're still having to triple bunk some students. And as you can imagine, Zach, you know, if you have a bunch of 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", basketball players, and they're all in one room, all close together, designed, you know, in a space that's designed for two, it gets tight. Real cozy. And so it doesn't always help with retention and keeping them there. And so the housing need is, while the enrollment, increased enrollment is a wonderful problem to have, it does create some other issues in some other areas. And so, but we're excited nonetheless.
Yeah, as an outdoor recreation major, I do have a lot of experience of sleeping in tight spaces, so I understand that.
Yes, and we're not going to have students sleeping in tents.
That's a good thing.
I'm not going to take your advice on that. I'm sorry. Not going
to
do it.
Okay, well, we'll continue to talk behind closed doors here and continue those conversations.
Okay.
But joined today with the president of Iowa Valley, Dr. Ann Hauser-Boyens. One thing that is kind of attracting a lot of students, especially to MCC, is the esports team, something you're learning about a lot. They have so much success, they've opened their own Hall of Fame even.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit what you've learned in these first couple of years just about esports and this team.
Yep. Well, and so I think we are on track for this fall to have the highest amount of esports athletes, not only at MCC, but also at ECC. So we'll probably have about 20 students at ECC participating in esports up there. And so there's so much success, national championships, I have learned there isn't just one sport that they're really one game that they're really good at, and students kind of specialize in specific games. And so there's a lot still for me to learn. One of the things that I'm most proud of not only our esports student athletes, but our student athletes actually across the district is their academic accomplishments. Our coaches, our faculty, our tutoring staff, and that they really make sure to support students not only outside of the classroom, on the court, in the arena, on the soccer pitch, they support them in the classroom too. And, you know, most people aren't going to go on and play, you know, in the NBA or, you know, in the NFL and that. And so that academic support is so, so important. And I'm really impressed with all that we can do at the district with the support on academics, too.
Yeah. And we might get to some of those success on the court there and out on the field. But I want to talk about another kind of thing, a ribbon cutting happening up at Ellsworth campus for the theater up there. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah. So Cruise Main is one of the buildings that is up at the Ellsworth campus. And it was built in kind of the mid-60s or so, and really parts of it really needed a refresh. And the theater, the auditorium, is one of those areas. And so we have, in partnership with the ECC trustees, we are very lucky to have their support, paid for this revamp of the theater and the auditorium. New sound system, new lighting system, new chairs, new seating. It's really, really beautiful. And it's not only for to grow the extracurricular theater program or the music program, but it's really to serve the entire community of Iowa Falls. And so incredibly thankful for the ECC trustees that we've been able to have that project go on without a hitch. And the ribbon cutting is in middle middle of April here, so coming right up.
Yeah, so that's exciting for the campus up there in Iowa Falls, and I bet really all of Hardin County will probably get some benefit out of that as well. And speaking of Ellsworth, out on the basketball court, you guys saw some success, a lot of success this year.
It was lovely, and unfortunately, I was not able to be there. I was out of town, but over spring break, the Ellsworth men's basketball team, they started their conference play. They lost early on, but then won their way back in and were, they lost just by a little bit, the national championships for the Division II NJCAA tournament, excuse me. And they have worked their tails off the entire term, and very impressed with their successes. Again, on the court, huge success on the court. Great successes off the court, too.
Yeah, seen it in multiple sports here with teams going to national championships. Mm-hmm. So that's great to hang your hat on for Iowa Valley. Doctor, how's Eric Boyens? I appreciate all the time you always give us and stopping by today.
Thank you, Zach.